At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined in studio by Dermot Good, health insurance expert at totalhealthcover.ie, which is a locked-in company. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're here to scare us about the prices of health insurance.
I'm afraid if there was such a thing as a perfect storm in health insurance, we pretty much have it now, Pat. So effectively, all the insurance companies are going up or have gone up or are going up again. So Laya and VHI have just announced their second increase this year. Laya's average increase, these will be from October, Laya's average increase will be 6.5%, VHI's will be 3.5%. Coupled with that, we also have changes to benefits. So VHI have already announced certain reductions on plans where you'll get less money back on your outpatient expenses. Laya customers will probably have to pay higher excesses from October when they go into hospital. So effectively, they're being asked to pay more for slightly reduced cover. And with that,
and we these are all price increases in effect, aren't they?
Exactly. I mean, the insurance companies are trying to balance the affordability, quality of cover, and it's getting more challenging for them. And then, Pat, we also have plan retirement. So VHI did away with their old Plan B, Plan B option schemes from May renewals onwards. That's impacting about 150,000 customers.
Why did they do that, by the way? Why do they retire plans? Why not tweak them?
Yeah, see, I think, well, first of all, in the VHI case, they had launched another suite of plans, which are pretty much replicas of those anyway. So there was duplication there. They're also, Pat, they're trying to reduce the numbers of plans because there are over 350 schemes. But what happens is they reduce the plan numbers, but each month they're launching new plans anyway. So yeah, it's, you know, one is catching up with the other. Irish Life Health have just announced from 1st of September, 24, albeit most of their very dated schemes are being removed as well from the market. Now, I actually think that's a good thing because all the plans I see being removed, we haven't recommended them in over 10 years.
Okay.
So, but it does mean that there are thousands of customers out there now, whether they like it or not, albeit because of affordability or because the plan they're on is no longer available or the benefits that are being reduced will directly impact them. Everybody who's a consumer of health insurance, excuse me, Pat, will have to shop around this year.
Now, tell me about the rationale behind these price hikes. Besides making more money or, in the VHI's case, building up more reserves, what are they saying is the reason?
All the insurance companies are citing increased claims. Now, the specifics that we're getting from them, Pat, it definitely looks like it's from the private hospital sector. So what it looks like, there seems to be a shift in terms of people's treatment pathways. So it looks like, anecdotally, people are telling this to us anyway, they're not going to the public hospitals. They want to go to a private hospital like the Beacon or Vincent's or Hermitage and so on. And because if you go privately, you can choose your consultant, you can choose your accommodation, you can choose when you go in, and you're guaranteed to get your private or semi-private room. And I think a lot of people now, they're hearing about all the waiting times for diagnostics and everything in the public system. So, but you could argue that is people using the private cover that they're paying for.
Yeah.
So that's not really a negative. But the other thing that we seem to be, or that seems to be coming true is that the actual cost of claims is spiraling. I mean, I saw some data from Laya Healthcare. Cardiac claims up 29%, cancer claims up the similar percentage. The cost of new drugs specifically for cancer up 35%. And whilst I'm not here to defend the insurance companies, but the Health Insurance Authority, who surveys them and gets all their data on claims and income, they're, even their last report, they've said claims are going up at least 15%.
Now, what about the policing of claims? You know, where you go into hospital for a day procedure, an elective, and it's, you know, there was a time you'd be, maybe you'd get a sort of a bed or a trolley or something, and you'd be there for the day. You now get, you know, a couple of hours on the trolley and then you're shunted off and the next person comes in. They, I mean, they might change something of the linen on the trolley or maybe not, depending on what the procedure is, and they charge full whack to the insurer.
Yeah, I mean, another thing that is coming true is that the hospitals are turning patients around more quickly. Now, the average length of stays, the insurance companies are telling us, is reducing for a lot of routine procedures. Now, once again, that's a positive. But what it does mean, Pat, like even, for example, routine diagnostics, you can now get an MRI done on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So what's happening is the hospitals are becoming much more efficient in terms of getting people in, turning them around more quickly. Once again, that's a positive. But what we're now seeing is the number of claims coming through to the insurance companies for the same insurance period is increasing as well. And all, even the private hospitals are telling us, everything that goes into a claim, utilities, you know, cost of labour, cost of drugs, all the robotics, all the equipment, everything is spiralling. So there's a, I suppose, a dilemma here, Pat. I want to be fully covered when I go in.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to worry about shortfalls. That's going to come with a price tag. We used to tell people budget for 5%. I'm afraid now for you really have to start looking at 10%, maybe even more. Some of the increases, Pat, on the older plans are up to 15% for some of the popular schemes. I see some plans from Laya are going up year on year 24%. So there are huge increases coming the way of all
consumers. So therefore you better shop around because there will be better deals done than an increase of 24%.
Undoubtedly. Now, buried in that detail, there is some, I suppose, positive news here. Laya Healthcare on the 1st of September are launching a free cover deal. So if you have two or more children under 18, you pay for the eldest and you put the other children on Essential Connect Health. That plan will be free for the next year. VHI, even though they're going up on the 1st of October, they're reducing the child rate on a lot of plans by 25%. So when I look at the year on year for families, in some cases it might only be, and this is terrible to say, it might only be 6%, but it won't be 15 or 20%.
Okay.
But if you don't chop around, you won't get these deals.
That's the point. And then when renewal time comes, some of those things might go by the wayside. As you said, that plan free for a year, but what happens next year?
Yeah, and the goalposts are moving at each renewal. So Pat, the message for every consumer now is just like car insurance or home insurance, even if you only make one phone call to your existing insurer to simply say, can't afford this, do you have something that's similar, that's less expensive? And once again, tell them your budget. You are not compromising your negotiating position by disclosing, I have 2,500. Yeah,
and these are not the people, the shareholders you're talking to. You're talking to ordinary workers who will want to do the best for you.
Absolutely. And by the way, Pat, as well, when you speak to your insurance company or a broker, they are all registered and regulated by the central bank. They're all qualified. All those calls are recorded. And you have recourse if you're not satisfied with the advice that you give. So, you know, a lot of people use comparison websites. They're fine. They're a starting position. But never buy or make a final decision based on that. Always verify, check everything with your insurer, because once again, those calls are all recorded.
Has anyone a handle on the total healthcare spend in public and private sector in Ireland and where we stand internationally? We know what the government spends, 20 whatever billion they pump into the HSE. But then on top of that, there's all the insurance money.
There is, Pat, we spend over 3 billion. I think our industry is worth over 3 billion, which is very significant. In terms of globally, like for example, in terms of European statistics, Ireland is in the middle in terms of how much we spend on healthcare per capita or per head. Like, for example, I think we're about between 9, 10%. Other countries are basically up at 16%. We spend a huge amount on healthcare in this country. And still half the population, despite the 20-odd billion that we spend for accessing public services, half the population here do not trust the public system in terms of quick access. And that's why we still see, albeit a reducing percentage, we still see the numbers taking out private cover increasing.
Can you ask about health insurance, why it's so hard to cancel my mother's health insurance? She's 87 and she can't afford it anymore.
Okay, so well, first of all, they shouldn't have any difficulty cancelling. Now, you are really only supposed to cancel from your renewal date, but that's just one phone call or an email. So there should be no blockages there whatsoever. I would suggest, though, before they cancel, always look to see can they reduce the cover down, unless this person maybe is in a nursing home and will not be getting any more kind of private treatment.
I'm going to lose my VHI plan when my ex-husband takes redundancy. What's my best option? I've been with VHI for 30 years.
Okay, so all the insurance companies, Pat, have a kind of a category for what they call vulnerable customers. So in that situation, all that person needs to do is contact VHI, explain exactly what's going on. VHI then will make arrangements with them for them to move on to their own policy in their own name with no break in cover whatsoever. And make sure, once again, just consider their budget before they phone up so they're on a plan that suits their needs. But there should be no issue there whatsoever.
Would you please ask, Dermot, what's the best plan for a 73-year-old single female who lives alone? I've company plan executive for the past 4 years. Should I change? And if so, to what?
So, Pat, here's the thing. That plan is a really good scheme, but it's very expensive. It's €4,145. It is designed to be to cover you fully in BlackRock Clinic and Mater Private. If that person wants to maintain that level of cover, they're on the best value plan. But I'm going to throw one plan out there, Pat. There's a plan with Laya Healthcare called a Momentum, 2,370. You pay a very small shortfall per night, but you'll be halving your premium. There's also one other, to be fair, one other plan with VHI called Advanced Care 50 Day to Day, which is about €2,350. They should check out both of those options first of all, and if they suit, they'll halve their premium.
And very briefly, Dermot, one question. I'm a member of VHI. My last renewal listed my group scheme membership name, which I thought traditionally showed a 10% discount, but I didn't receive any reduction. I know many list their credit union as their group scheme. Have group scheme discounts now been discontinued?
Pretty much yes. So years ago, you got a discount if you're part of a credit union or an association. Those days are gone now. The only people who get discounts anymore are through company paid group schemes on the corporate plans, and they have to be negotiated on a scheme by scheme basis. So those discounts, to be honest, being part of a credit union or an association, really, it's a name on your renewal. It makes no difference on your premium whatsoever.
Dermot Good, health insurance expert with TotalHealthCover.ie, which is a Lockton company. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.